I'm going to call the iBusiness Committee to order. Today is Thursday, February 14, 2019. We're meeting in the boardroom of the Bisbee Mining and Historic Museum for a special session of the committee. The roll call, Stanley Stern is present. Denise Loaf is not here yet. Rob Page is not here. Kathy Snowden is here. Carrie Gufferson is present. Stephanie Peavy is present. David Smith is present as the council liaison. And Dan Bouchon is here as staff liaison and also in his role as the HR director for the city. Our discussion today is regarding a possible recommendation to the mayor and council regarding tourism and marketing managers classification, job description really, to include but not limited to this pay scale. We are going to pass out to you copies of the draft job description that we have. Dan, do you want to pass those out, please? This is draft form. I'd like to make a couple comments and have the committee chime in.
Dan, is this the same as that Niner sent out?
There's various iterations.
That's the right number, though.
What you have there is a draft.
That's the current.
So what I have is that what was presented at council on Tuesday.
I have, and I know as a committee has been thinking about this since the meeting that occurred on Tuesday at the city council meeting, when as a result of that meeting, we were asked to come up with a proposal for the director of tourism for the city and pay scale recommendations. As you know, we hastily put this meeting together, and we're delighted people could come. And we're going to be somewhat informal, so you know that we will entertain questions and comments, and please feel very free to chime in. I'd like to start out by suggesting that we create a Department of Tourism in the city. At this point, it's a hodgepodge with the tourism director also in charge of the visitor center. But if we have a Department of Tourism, it really begins to level down what we're talking about. And I would also like to suggest that at this point they have this department reporting to the director of community development. The city does not have a director of community development. And I'd like to suggest that this report to the city manager. I'd like comments from my committee first. Kathy?
I think that's absolutely a great idea.
Stephanie?
I agree with Kathy.
Carrie?
So department of 1.5?
Department of 1.5.
FTEs?
Well, at this time, yeah. Brenda's half an FTE.
At this point in time.
Yeah. Okay.
But it highlights what this is.
Agree.
Denise Loaf has joined us. Denise is also a member of our committee. So, if we do that, and we create a Department of Tourism, then we have moved the whole enchilada. We've moved it into a role that is equal to the head of finance, the human resource officer, this type of thing. That will allow us then to award this position with a higher salary than Jen Lurie was paid. So a way I'd like to handle this to start out with, Dan has put together a job description that you all now have. And I'd like to go through it point by point to indicate, do we think that this should be in the job description? and he's weighted certain things. Is this weighting correct, or should this weighting be changed?
Is it worth the weighting?
The weighting is on the
second page.
Second page is weighted. Everything to include can lift 15 pounds. Here you are. Starting out with a high degree of knowledge in the travel industry.
I thought those were just required knowledge and skills. How are they weighted?
But they're weighted too.
They're weighted as high, low, medium.
Okay. So, yes.
I just one quick question. If I follow what you're saying on this piece of paper where it says title Tourism and Marketing Manager, it will then say Department of Tourism, not Community Development.
That's what we're going to suggest. That's what we're recommending at this point. We'll actually formalize it at the end of the committee meeting.
Okay.
But yes, to move this up to a department head. And we seem to have, as we talked to this committee, a unanimous feeling by nod of heads that that makes sense. So, and this job we will report then to the city manager. So looking at the summary, are there any changes you want to make in the summary? Kathy?
Do you think they should be exempt or non-exempt?
If it's going to be bumped up to an apartment, I would think it's
because I always sort of felt...
Dan, speak up. We can't hear you.
If it's upgraded to a department head, I would recommend it being exempt.
Be non-exempt.
Be exempt.
Absolutely. I was going to say not.
Yeah.
And it would also change all department heads are non-classified, frankly, mean they're at will, and they don't have access to our grievance process. They could be terminated at any time.
It would put it in the same line as a police chief, fire chief,
yes.
That area. And that would report to the city manager. So what I'd like to do now is go through step by step and see if we agree or want to make changes. Yes,
you mentioned
Terry.
Something that might be missing?
Sure.
I was talking with Brenda, and I know Jen, the amount of travel that she undertook is not really mentioned in here.
We'll put it in.
Okay.
As we go through step by step, we'll put it in.
Okay. It's just not listed here to would not agree.
We'll get it in.
Okay.
Okay. So, I don't need to read out loud. We can read each of the dot points. And the first dot point, are we in agreement with that?
Kind of verbose.
What says the same thing as the third dot point? So.
Well, that's where we're going to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the second dot point.
Well, can
we stay allowed to say
yes?
Something?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we allowed to talk?
Yes, absolutely. We want you to feel talk.
I'm questioning the word tie-ins. It's so
I know, I thought that
it's
was really a.
When you're really looking at
it's a tie-in.
Yeah,
what is it?
I would take it out. It doesn't add.
I agree. Good point. That doesn't make sense. It's just words. The second dot point. Now, the third dot point seems to be a redundancy.
The only thing is, it's about the only thing that mentions anything about social media and advertising. And this is really lightweight in that. I mean, the person needs to have some computer skills. And
clearly.
And it's weighted as moderate computer skills.
No,
and I'm sorry.
We're going to change that.
Yeah, because she has to do web design. She does some print media. I mean, they need to have Adobe Illustrator or InDesign.
We're going to change all that when we get there.
Creating categories, because a lot of these are already kind of set in categories. You have like your social media and communications, you have filming, so lumping them into categories, and then that might be easier to create the bullet points for each of those.
The only reason I'm doing it this way because they're in front of us.
Well, why don't you just go to the first one and say multifaceted marketing strategies, and you're not pinning yourself down to things that change through time.
I agree.
And so the graphic design, the social media, the print, it's all in there.
Well, except you need to put it in skill sets that
we can do that in skill sets. But I would take this the third bullet point out and just on the first bullet point put implements multifaceted marketing strategies.
Mm-hmm.
to include, and then you could list some of those things.
Right.
But they're always having a list of things that you're including to remind everybody.
I think if I'm of the opinion that you should trust the people you hire because they go through a process.
Well, there's no one to train them is the problem. So we have to have some kind of an outline.
Well, that
nobody knows what Jen did. She was she was her own person.
Okay.
But Jen does.
I know she does.
Well, I just don't think there's anything wrong with having more information than less. So marketing strategies, that might mean different things to different people. So if you define it in number three, and if you're going to include it in one, I think you should list things like what's in three.
What? Well, here you have,
you could just
print media, social media, audiovisual, that's all in required knowledge and skills. Yeah.
It's in here. When we get to page two, you'll see it all pop up. Well. I mean, Cynthia, it's a little cockamamie, but we'll get it squared around.
It's a city job description.
Okay, let's go on to dot point four.
So you're going to scratch three? What was the conclusion on that?
We're scratching three. And moving to include multifaceted and moving it up to one.
Again, I think this is under multifaceted marketing strategies.
Well, it is, except now you're talking about them reaching out to the community and hiring other graphic artists to help.
Right.
And I think it should say performs or manages the procurement of, because I know Jen performed a lot of that herself, and you really need to. Where is it?
So instead of conduct, make it perform?
Make it perform.
Yeah. Performs or manages the procurement of.
Because Dan, are you picking this up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're saying conduct or perform?
I'm saying performs. For example, if we need to do a quick website update, she should be able to do that. We shouldn't have to hire a graphic artist to come in and modify a paragraph. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
So no conduct, just perform.
Yeah, performs or procures. Wait, let's see. How would you word that, Terry? You're the English one. Performs
it
or...
It doesn't really matter to me. You're fine.
Performs. You're fine. You've got
perform
it,
advantage.
You've got it, Kathy.
Well, right now it says perform or procure
and outsource.
So performs or manages the outsourcing of...
No, what's wrong with procurement?
Procurement sounds like an envelope.
Procurement. Kathy, procurement is literally going out and contracting someone to do it.
So I did put in there conduct or manage the procurement of graphic design services.
But it sounds like they're always going to outsource them. And sometimes they actually do it themselves.
Right, so you're going to leave conduct. I thought I heard.
Well, to me, conduct.
Conduct, would you do it?
It does.
I have a question. Yeah. We're getting so into the language here, but we're getting into the weeds. We could be here all day, you know?
Well, then make a suggestion.
This is my suggestion.
Well, yeah, we're saying that we don't like the way that's worded, and we're looking for help wording it so that it's very clear that she might go outside of her office and get someone, or she may do it herself. How would you word that?
I worded it how I would word it exactly.
See, conduct graphic design services.
You know something? I think you're both saying exactly the same thing.
You guys, it's a circular conversation. Yeah. We're saying the same thing.
Okay, but conduct is a weird word to use for graphic design. You don't conduct graphic design.
Create or perform.
So just have perform graphic design services for an array of advertising.
How about just creates or manages?
Yeah, I mean, we're
creates is point blank, you're making it. Managing it is procuring and having others involved.
Just take conduct and make it creates.
Dan, may I make a suggestion?
Sure.
We could be here all day
talking about
representative job districts, but why do we need to do that, spell it out? Because if somebody's been in tourism, I mean, what I had thought about this is duties. The director will help formulate and carry out this strategic plan for the city, tourism plan for the city. Involve the use of a variety of media communication with other tourism professionals, local businesses, hosting guest rides, travel, overseeing the visitor's information problem. Do we really need to spell out all the stuff?
Yes.
Yes, I think we do.
We do.
Okay.
Only because this is how the city operates.
Okay.
So we
plus, I honestly don't think anyone understands everything that Jen did. I mean, I don't think they get it that if we needed a print ad tomorrow, Jen would stay up and design that ad.
Right.
That's how this department's been run.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that this is a job description and that in an interview, these kinds of things will come up with somebody. These are the representative things.
You need a way to rule out people's applications. You need matrix of skill sets.
Yeah.
Right.
So Fred, we got to stay with the city.
I was an IT manager.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Let's move on. Okay. The next dot point.
I think we should add travel writers.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
And thank God we're mentioning filming.
Yeah,
this has come up so many times. It's a crisis.
Our next point.
So I had a question.
Stan, I think we had a question.
Sure.
On the filming, are you talking about outside filming companies coming?
Yes.
And we've never had a point person for that. So.
This is the point of contact for the outside filming companies. And I think...
I would just take serves as a primary point of contact and coordinates filming activities.
Right.
Because the three sentences are basically all saying the same
right.
thing.
Right. Dan,
yes.
What we're going to do is just simply serve as the primary point of contact for filming activities.
And coordinates filming activities.
And coordinates with...
And then bring the rest of it out because it's saying the same thing.
The sixth bullet.
My logic for that was that there is permits and they are...
Well, keep that
right. Taken in by the city, and those also do need to go to the fire department, the police department.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, keep that in.
And somebody should facilitate that.
Okay.
So that's why I put coordinates with other city departments.
All I'm suggesting is serves as a primary contact and coordinate filming activities to include permit intake and management.
I think it's important that this person also works internally in the city, and if a permit stalls in the police department or the fire department, that they can call
them. Never happened.
Okay, Dan, when you rewrite it, put in the first part is serves as the contact for the filming industry. Then put the other parts in so you've got it. It's a hard way of doing things, but it's what we got to do. Okay, and that takes care of filming.
Did we skip through the one right above filming with the establish and maintain working relationships?
Yes,
we added travel writers.
Could we also add working with local businesses directly?
That's kind of up top.
It's up top. Look at the second bullet point.
And I just wanted to go deeper. Just because the exact word isn't there doesn't mean the person can't call, I can't do it.
It's just trying to be clear.
Scratch issue. Wow.
This job has morphed so much in the last 3 years that.
Okay. The next one.
Doesn't the next one say what the one above it says?
Yeah.
It does. It does. So that one comes out. Dan, you with us?
Yeah, engage with local, that one?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in there. Okay, and then prepare regular reports for city council administration. That's in there.
What's experience? Experience.
I think there was some language in the other one about anecdotal experiences. Anecdotal. Visitors
it's the storytelling kind of that goes with it. Yeah.
So this thing's great, the new attraction, or this street smell. But, I could put anecdotal experiences in there.
Yeah, I would use that in normal experiences.
Could I also put them factual data-based experiences?
Well, that's indicated by statistics, right?
Yep.
Okay. I want to make sure we get everything.
We're getting it in. Okay, and then the next point.
The next one, I would include the little visitor information office we have.
I think that's an area we need to really address. Is the two visitor centers.
I think what we're going to do, Kathy, is have a meeting of the iBusiness Committee on Tourism in March.
Okay.
Because in February we're talking about the ULI report.
Because having two just spreads our resources.
And then I think what we would do as a committee is spend time in our March meeting on discussion of tourism, make it open to the public, and let people know we're discussing tourism, and then move to a working session with the council. Okay.
Let's still put that in there.
What are we putting in?
Visitor center and visitor information office.
Right. Operates the visitor center and visitor information office?
Mm-hmm.
Danny Willis, and operating the
visitor center, not coordinate?
No, they're the actual operators.
You coordinate the operations is how you wrote it, so you cannot go out with either one of those.
Yeah,
I was trying to separate this from the visitor center manager position itself.
Now, is there a visitor center manager position?
Yes, that's what.
That's the current.
Jen.
But it's going to morph into this, so then there won't be that position.
Right.
Well, the council has the option to
we don't. You don't know that.
Job description, or replace it, or create this one in addition.
Oh, I think personally. Let's not have any more redundancy and overpay. You have one person, and they should operate the visitor center as part of being the head of a department that at this time can't afford one.
Well, operate would mean she would sit there and greet visitors, though.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get away from.
Well, no, I don't think it means you would greet. It would mean you'd operate, because it says coordinate with volunteers.
What's the other center called?
Visitor information office. To put that after
Dan,
visitor center.
You need to add the visitor information office after visitor center.
Hasn't the VIO become more of the visitor center?
There's limitations we have, and that is size.
Right, I understand that. Yeah,
in our March
meeting, can't fit all the brochures.
But I think if we kept the other one regional and this one local, it would work. And this one, but that's another discussion. Let's get through this because I don't want to be here.
That's a March meeting thing. Okay, oversees visitors' information on the website, brochures, and various databases.
I think it would sound better if we said oversees web and print content. Isn't that what it's saying?
Web and print content?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll buy that.
Well, I mean, various databases is important, really. Through film, there's a lot of databases that
have to be Web print content.
But isn't that web content?
No.
Online database.
And various databases, no.
Oh, I didn't mean website, I meant web.
I agree with Jen that there's the database management in there and you should leave it.
Well, I think that goes.
As long as you're wordsmithing, overseas is really not proper. I mean, perhaps foreign.
Yeah.
But Canada's not overseas, Mexico's not overseas.
It's spelled differently.
But that's for your friends that can read.
So what's that sentence going to say?
Web print content and various databases.
Okay, and the next point, assist in tourism-related grant writing and administration.
Do they assist or do they do it?
They're going to do it. They're not going to assist.
Who are they assisting?
Nobody. Performs tourism-related grant writing and administration.
Got it.
I wouldn't perform it. I'd just do it.
Uh-huh. All right, but we need a word instead of doing. Okay, schedule.
So we're going to be performing here again. Okay.
Schedules will include evening, weekends, and holidays, and also travel. Is this the place you want to add your travel?
Well,
travel may be required.
Talking with Brenda, knowing what Jen has done, travel is a huge piece. And some people will like the job without the travel. And I think it needs to be emphasized that travel is a large component. And I would put it in as its own bullet point, and I'd put it up pretty high on this list. Because that's a real make or break for people looking at the job itself. And I think that to bury it on page 2 or whatever, or down the bottom of a list, is not a good idea.
Let's travel within state, out of state, out of country.
Have you done out of the... Oh, you've done Mexico, huh? See, I didn't even know you did that.
Yeah. So something I think should go pretty high on the list that emphasizes, you know, the...
Well, maybe what you're suggesting...
...ability to travel...
...is this whole dot point... to include travel. You want to move that up?
No, because scheduling evening, weekends, and holidays, that's something also that's out of your, 9 to 5, 8 to whatever. whatever your average work week is, travel is another component entirely. And that could take.
You just want to move that up?
I just want to make a separate bullet point that emphasizes travel.
That implies that we have, I mean, maybe it.
Have the ability to travel.
Ability to travel.
State, nationally, internationally, as needed.
Or does that mean you have to pay for it yourself?
No.
Where's the budget for international?
Gave her a $5 per diem. What are you talking about?
This person will be watched by the press.
So can we, Dan, can we do that sometime?
Dan, you want to move that up there and put
no,
it?
No, leave that one there.
But just leave the travel verbiage.
Put a travel, the ability to travel.
Some travel will be necessary.
But also,
I don't think it should be uplifted. I think Fred's got it more. It's like some travel. It's like it should just be listed along with all these other things.
Right. I agree with you.
I think it's more important.
If they don't read all the way down the sheet, I don't want to hire them
right.
Anyway.
Exactly. If they don't read all the way down the sheet, I don't want to hire them either.
I mean, what's the budget for travel? I mean.
Okay, hang on, guys. We have to put the travel in. I would prefer to put the travel in this whole thing where we're talking about evenings,
after
weekends,
hours,
and holidays.
Well, why can't you just put a bullet point in saying the ability to travel state, nationally, and potentially internationally?
All right.
Well, except that I think it fits in to include evenings, weekends, holidays.
It fits in.
It's like you don't know.
It fits in. All we need to do is add a sentence, ability to travel, state.
State, out of state.
Out of state and international.
No, you can't be afraid of Mexico.
Right, right.
I stopped it. That's what I'm
talking about. You can't hate Mexico.
Stan, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
That may be a very important consideration to move up in the bullet points a little bit.
That was my suggestion.
What's that? Put travel up higher on the
yeah.
The
that whole thing, just move it up in the whole.
I think the whole sentence should stay together.
Yeah, I'll move it together.
Well, but schedule evenings, weekends, and holidays could be locally in that.
Yeah, but that's all about flexibility.
Let's just go on to the next one.
It is.
We're on the same path. Okay, let's go on to the next one, you guys. Guys, our objective here is not to be here all day. The staff liaison to boards and commissions as assigned is okay.
Yep.
Perform that's other related duties as assigned.
That isn't like a staff liaison, like she wouldn't get he or she wouldn't get appointed to like the Parks Commission, right?
Good.
See, that's wrong. That puts this in the job. This is an administrative assistant looking job then.
Well,
this is a department head.
I'm a department head, but I'm on the
here.
Police and fire advisory.
Okay.
So there's no
that's
okay.
Access there.
Okay, then I'm comfortable. I just thought this was.
We have 25 boards and commissions, so it's kind of.
Yeah. Well, I understand. I just have seen this treated as a clerical job for so long that I want to make sure we're not.
We're okay. All right, now here's where we're going to go to work, guys. Require knowledge and skills. We're going to take them one at a time, but this is where it's important that we do this. High degree knowledge of the travel industry.
I would say high, yes.
High, okay. High degree knowledge of methods and techniques of marketing and advertising. We've got to get social media in here.
It's in there somewhere.
No,
it's down a few bullet points.
Okay. Then a moderate degree in knowledge of city policies and procedures or equivalent knowledge, experience, understanding, applying similar.
That's really an awkward step sentence.
You know how the city works is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You want them to understand managerial functions in general.
Yeah.
You just break
wait. I'm wondering if we can't move into that moderate thing into where we talk about high degree of ability to acquire knowledge of the city's geography, points of interest, and history.
I think that's two different things.
And
one is negotiating the city, and one is knowing
you're
what
right,
you're representing.
You're right, Carrie. You're right.
So that third bullet point to me just says, being able to learn the rules and regs guiding your relationship within the city. Is that
I
correct?
I agree. Dan, that makes more sense to put that in there.
Okay, so just knowledge of the rules and regulations and operations of the
system. Yes. Right, yeah. The ability to learn.
Same as any other department head would have to have.
Okay. Then the next bullet point is obviously a high degree. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we come down to a high level and skill and diverse set of marketing and advertising media. Print media, social media, audiovisual media, etc. What do you want to add here?
Jim, we need help. I know that you just started a blog. You use Wix. You probably know Adobe Illustrator and InDesign. You do a newsletter. All of those things should be in here. Google Calendar.
That's part of now, though, under like a marketing campaign. Those would be automatically.
But I think that when we interview, if I were interviewing, I would want to know what software they needed to have been exposed to.
The last bullet point in that could be expanded, Kathy.
Yeah, it should be expanded to high level of computer skills.
Right.
But just because you have a high level of computer skills doesn't know you need.
I think examples of the
programs that you
yes
encoded but not limited to.
Kathy, yes. It's the last bullet point. Under this.
Okay, but I mean that's kind of
redundant.
But
it really has to
then
be spelled out. You're right.
I mean, generally, I think this position, asking someone to have graphic design capabilities and know that software, is asking a lot.
I think they should be able to do updates in Wix and then call Bridget if they needed a page designed. But I think they should have exposure. Mm-hmm. And just knowing how Adobe Illustrator works gives you a respect for the person you're working with.
I'm just thinking it really is the pool of candidates.
But I think being able to learn Wix is not a big deal.
And there's multiple graphic design programs out there, so
mm-hmm. I mean,
I would just do a graphic design.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't fire me, I'm free.
Okay. Okay. Let's go
back.
On. We're on the high level of skills and diverse set of marketing and advertising media, print media, social media, audiovisual media, etc. We okay with that?
Yeah.
Let's go on to the next one. Mid-level and organizing and prioritizing work and maintaining accurate records.
I think with all she's doing, it needs to be a high level.
I agree.
I'm just curious why you're doing high and mid, because it seems if you can't organize and maintain records and prioritize, I would just list these as skills you're looking for.
Do you need to do that?
And get the high mid out of there. It doesn't make sense, because de-emphasizes needed skills.
Yeah, I know.
Can we just do
Dan?
Get the mid
high consistent with the other job descriptions.
Dan,
all the other job descriptions will say low, medium,
high. Why don't we just put them all high then? Because to me, if you can't prioritize or maintain records, what the hell are you doing? Learning computer skills and marketing and managing, you know, these kind of things, and so saying, well, it's a lot less important, doesn't make any sense to me. And is it a requirement in the city job descriptions that you have this?
Well, it's consistent. They all say high, or they go low, medium, moderate, high.
Why don't we just put all of them high?
I would.
I think we'll put them all high.
Yeah.
If we have to have it in there.
Yeah, if we have to have it in there, let's do it. High-level skill in providing a high level of customer service.
And that, you know, if we're going to even have that in there, it should define the customer. Because the customer is going to be business people, city staff.
I agree.
Outside agencies.
No, but it's like the word family or community. You have all different kinds, and don't limit yourself. Because your customers could be people at trade shows. Your customers could be local businesses.
So you're saying just say customers.
Just say customer and leave it. Because if we start defining customer, we'll be here all day.
And if you can't talk, you can't do customer service.
Right.
Can we make that a little more modern and updated to guest services?
No, because it's more than just
because
guests.
Because your customer may be the city.
Okay.
And
it could be
it
the fire
be
department.
Two bullets down kind of rolls into that, too.
What is?
Two bullets down from their high level of skill in establishing and maintaining effective working relationships. I mean, that's kind of...
That's the same thing.
That's
the same thing.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Do we need it?
Well, I would take out customer service and put it in.
I would take out customer service, too, and take out. Yeah, I agree. So Dan, we're taking out customer service.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Couple things.
Then we go on to a high level of maintaining effective public relations, working relationships with co-workers, agencies, privateer businesses, and the public.
Yeah.
That's fine. Now, Kathy, here's where we come down to a high skill level for social media.
I would suggest taking personal computer makes no sense to me. Anybody can have a personal computer and use it. What I found is they have to have really good communication skills with email. The ability or whatever way that they're
that's
communicating
social media.
With people, which you have under your effective.
Jen, what do you want to put in there?
Well, yeah, standard business software, internet functions, I guess that's would be emails, things like that. Like,
well,
it
would be everything from
Wix
and...
But yeah, I mean, yeah, websites, whatever, because they could change that. They
can you do something like e.g. such
right,
as
right,
and give a few examples?
You could put electronic devices in there.
Well, why can't you just do...
That's a toaster.
Smartphones, computers, all of those. I mean, it's
Dan, we're going to do an e.g., and we're going to put Kathy, put in, you just reeled them off.
Okay.
Reel them off again, and we'll put it in AG.
Jen, help me. MS Office, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Google Calendar, do you use other Gmail? No? You don't use, that's not Google, it's embedded?
City
does.
Business software.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, standard business.
Well, no, leave that, but just give a couple examples. And don't put them as that is what it's going to be, but as such as.
I mean, I think hire somebody to do
an
Excel spreadsheet.
Conventional
office software. I like that most.
Well, I would just leave it out completely, just business software.
Tech
what is this Wix? Because I know we're going
Wix
to the Slack,
is,
too.
Wix is the platform that they have the website on. And I would do it. That person should be able to at least edit.
And,
you know,
and we're trying, iBizBee is working now to try and do a communication with businesses through Slack.
Right. I know, but that's a whole other thing.
But
Slack.
I would do an EG.
Okay, Dan,
is it
we're going to do an EG.
Software.
We're going to list three or four of them. Jen Lurie is going to give you the list because she knows what it is.
But Jen, add Slack.
And add Slack, S-L-A-C-K.
Or communication software.
Business communication software, yeah.
It might not always be Slack.
Well, you're just making...
Right.
So you're just giving examples.
If they've done one type of app like that, it's...
Okay.
So computer, business, and communication software, and internet functions? Is that what you're saying?
Internet functions is really vague. What's an internet function?
Well, that's where you're putting the EG.
Yes.
Let's endure.
So business and communication software is where that belongs. Okay.
Okay.
So you might know a better way to communicate that instead of a specific one?
Fonts.
Just kidding.
We got it done, guys?
Do we have anything in there that says that they would have to perform some web maintenance?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not necessarily design. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you just do web instead of internet functions?
Well, I would do web maintenance and...
So you have computer, business, and communication software and web maintenance?
Well, I'm just trying to point out they may have to do some web maintenance, which is...
Website editors.
Okay.
Admin.
Okay.
So that can be a Wix,
yeah. Web admin.
Yeah.
So you have to perform some kind of function.
Okay, we done there? We've got it? Okay, let's go to the education experience and certification.
Can I suggest adding... understanding the construction of budgets and allocation of financial resources.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Department.
Yes.
Very
must
good.
Be a
very good friend.
Comment like that somewhere.
Personnel management of subordinate positions, personnel management.
Budget and...
All half of them.
What was it, budget and financial?
Understand construction of budgets and
allocation
of financial resources.
Good. Thanks, Fred.
Clarity of oral and written communication.
Isn't that here?
Didn't see that.
No, you have it in here, but it's
high level of silent effective oral.
Oral
yeah.
Written.
Got it. you want to include grant writing?
It's in there.
It's in there, Fred.
It's on the other page.
It's on the other page.
Actually, that other page, that grant writing probably should go into the skill set. Tourism-related grant writing administration, I would put that under the skill set, because that is a skill set.
Okay.
Do you want to put anything about experience?
I mean, it is, but you, for me, I had no experience.
Right, but it gives us like sort of a checklist, and then if somebody has 8 out of 10, you go, wow, this is a pretty qualified candidate.
Because there's really only one specific grant, that's true.
Yeah.
AOT.
And it's due in June, right?
Did you want to put something about experience in volunteer management?
I think if you're that high level, that if you're at a management level.
So this is the one thing we don't want to add?
I mean, you don't have volunteers in most jobs. If they worked in a corporate setting, they would never have managed volunteers.
Dan, are you okay where we are?
Yeah, I got the last grant writing skill.
Okay, you're okay where we are. All right. Then we're going to go to education experience and certificates. I presume this is boilerplate, Dan?
Yes.
I would like to really alter this.
What would you like to do?
To bring it up to that pay grade, I think you need more than a high school GED.
Yeah.
So I would do bachelor's degree in marketing, hospitality, or equivalent field, and 3 years experience in tourism and or marketing. Your second sentence gives you the out to do an equivalency, but I think at this pay grade, you don't want someone with a GED, but you want to be able to have the flexibility of somebody that might have had a GED that has 25 years experience.
Exactly.
But you have that in the second
sentence.
Well,
hopefully they went out and got something else to show they could.
Well, okay.
What about adding communication, where it says bachelor's degree in marketing, communications? Because those two areas are you're focusing on.
Agreed. You're right.
Do you want to change the bachelor's degree or there's plenty of people that have gone to college and then dropped out of college and been very successful in their field.
Well, you have that ability in the second sentence.
Yeah.
The second sentence is basically equivalence.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I missed it.
So if it is the director level, I would recommend the
bachelor's
degree.
Yeah. And if they have an associate's
and to me, communication is a little different because being a radio host and you've a tourism director are not
Kathy,
the same.
We're okay. It's got equivalent.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What was that?
Well, communication. I mean, being a radio host.
Communication is much more encompassing.
A writer. With marketing, it's marketing and communications, meaning writing. The ability to communicate.
Let's
it's not
see.
About just being on the radio.
Well, that should come in development when somebody applies for a job.
Well,
and
yeah,
when they submit their resume, you can see their education.
So marketing and communication is a joint one?
Mm-hmm.
No, marketing, communications is an area you can get a degree in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're very specialized now.
Okay.
You can get a degree in firewalls.
Okay, let's continue on. I presume the Arizona driver's license is part of the game.
I'm sure they're going to be driving a city car.
Right, exactly.
Or they may be.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to environmental.
Passport or ID card.
Yes. Hey guys,
you can go to Mexico.
Guys, let's go on. Ooh, do we need to have to have a passport?
Or ID card, because you could go to Mexico in an ID card. Mm-hmm. You can get that the same.
I might have to look that one up, because you want to be careful with language.
Yeah, you're going to have to...
Right to work in the United States.
It shouldn't be necessary for the job. They can always get that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a criteria for the job.
Okay.
And you do mention, you know, up above that there's a potential of international. So,
okay.
I gotta get my pass.
Let's go to environmental factors and conditions. City parks, local business, filming sites may be required to lift 15 pounds on an occasional basis. Any changes to that one?
Is that a standard weight? I mean, when I was working in corporate, it was 50 pounds. I mean, is that a normal weight to put in somebody's job description?
I think so. I think the office wants to say
boxes of paper. I know, that's what I was thinking. That's why it was always 50.
Okay. Okay. This is lightweight job. This lets you know that you're lightweight.
Okay, so then the equipment and tools used. Any changes there?
I'm just going to go back to page 1.
Okay. I want to return now to page 1. And I want to go into, we're going to title this Tourism Director of Tourism, now that we've looked through this.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Well, I thought you'd have Director, Department of Tourism and Marketing.
So could do that.
Because you're creating a department.
Marketing is under tourism. You talk about tourism, you're not talking.
Okay, then I would go just Director, Department of Tourism.
Director, Department of Tourism.
Because you were talking about having her as a department head, so might as well put that word in there and be civil about it.
The problem is posting the job before there is a Department of Tourism. So if you just said Tourism Director.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. That's fine, Fred.
Waste time over.
Tourism Director.
Hopefully.
And the department is the Department of Tourism.
I just want to touch on Fred's with the org chart I cast out there. At least on the HR side, I was hoping for some consistency in titles because departments are led by directors, and then not below that, but on the next step is managers, and then there is a best practice with titles. So if you want to create a director position, technically there is no tourism department.
How does
so
it do that?
So be a manager then, right?
No, that has to be approved by council. If the org chart, it was approved by ordinance.
So you have to get an ordinance to do the org chart.
To be a director.
What do we need, Dan?
We need an ordinance to create a department.
Ordinance by ordinance.
So we could do that Tuesday night. We could get it on the agenda, right?
Hang on.
Well, it would be better to do it all in one fell swoop.
By noon.
Are you telling me, Dan, for this job description, can we use director of tourism?
Yes. I'll give you an example. We have the library, which is on here at the department level. But the person managing that, to say, is a manager. They downgraded that position, but they never removed the library as a manager.
Well, why don't we make it the director of community development?
No, don't.
We already have a department.
Kathy, don't.
I just want to give you the context that
it just sounds like,
but the community development director position has been vacant for 6 years.
Right.
Thank goodness.
So, but nobody ever updated the org chart to say, what are we going to do with these 7 manager positions under here?
So help us, Dan. Do we call this the director of tourism then?
There's a little wiggle room you could.
And then put them in community development until we can add. So we can add a tourism department and then move to...
And the example is the library. He should be director of the library.
Right.
He's a manager.
It's okay.
You're not breaking the law. It's just not consistent.
So I kind of, if I heard right, I kind of like Kathy's idea too, to do a package deal. To, if we put a tourism director, and then we also suggest approval of an ordinance creating a tourism department, this is what you're talking about, to get to that level where they then report directly to the city manager and not to somebody who hasn't been there for 6 years.
I just want to point out, the whole org chart needs to be
No kidding.
Yeah, you're right. That's not if you want to go.
David, what's your advice here?
If you want to get the job posted right away.
David, what's your advice?
If you want to get this posted right away.
Put them in community development.
Just keep it where it is.
So we call it tourism director.
Kathy, at our March meeting, we then recommend that we create a Department of Tourism. And that way we can do it in an organized way without trying to... Right now they want to get a PD out there, position description out there, and start recruiting.
Yeah, you can't do it any other way right now because any remaining money is sitting in
community development.
Community development.
Got it.
You can't
So you're safe through the director, but you're not safe going beyond that.
Right.
Not for now.
Maybe in our March meeting, we'll make the structure and stuff like that, and then you can make your whole.
Just between what Dan is saying and what David is saying, the money right now is allocated to the position that's been vacant for 6 years. So we don't want to do anything like that.
But it's allocated to that department. It's not allocated to that position.
So, do you make it clear to the council that you are changing?
No, we'll come back to the council.
No, I'm suggesting in terms of the position, are you suggesting to the council that the position you're suggesting replaces the visitor center supervisor position in the budgetary process?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I think you ought to make that clear to the council so that, that when you look back on it, those funds can then be used for that position.
Well, I think when you go through the budget hearings, that's when we have to bring in
the
department thing so the funds go there.
But until then, if you hire somebody, say at the end of February, they can...
They stay on this chart.
Yes, that money can then be used.
Yes,
because
they stay on this chart with the money under here.
Okay,
and we don't touch it until budget talks.
Wait a second. So at this point, we're director of tourism under the community development project. Now we're going to the salary range. Dan, you've done some research. What is the research?
I thought that when we were sticking with the manager position, I thought the band. The salary band 47,000 to 39,000 to 50,000 is fair, with an anticipated hiring range around 50,000 plus or minus 5. If you want to go above to a director level, then I would recommend increasing that to be in line with the other director positions, which are salary band maybe 52,000, 53,000, 54,000, which would be about 45,000 to 68,000.
That's much better.
I mean,
But Jen, you can reapply.
Right. Wait a second. We may have a mechanical problem here. David?
What?
If we go to that level and we hire someone in March, are we going to be okay at that level of pay?
Well, it depends on what level that it turns out to be.
Well, we have 10,000 in the community development budget.
I know that.
Right?
Well, I've already earmarked that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this pay level that we're talking about. We're talking about a director of a department. And Dan, you say that starts at 52,000?
You know, wait a minute. We might
A recommended hiring range based on the research.
He was saying, I think lines 52, 53, 54.
You know what? Maybe we can tie this in and do it with the two-step process of when the budget hearings come to create, if it is approved to create a director, a department of tourism, then put in that salary range.
But we have to hire them now.
But that could be a bump up if that department
that's
is
not going to appeal to the right people.
What's available in the budget if it hasn't been already spent is Jen's salary was roughly $40,000. So that's roughly $3,500 a month. So what's available in the budget for a job would be in 4 months would be about $14,000.
She's been gone February, March, April, May, June. So
I'll get to know. I'll get to know.
And then add the 10,000.
So 14.
David's going to get the number.
I don't think Carrie's in.
I agree with Kathy. If we're going to hire people, we've got to tell them what their salary is going to be.
Yeah.
And that's a subject to
negotiation.
So January, February, March, April, May, June. So there's 6 months at roughly $3,500.
So it's 5 because we paid her.
Well, there's revenues.
That's 7.5.
Yes.
So we should have 17.5 left.
Roughly around 17.
Yeah, and then add the 10. And we have 27.5.
I had
it's closer to the tax. So I think there's some wiggle room there because then you can you don't pay more salary this year, do less advertising.
But we do most of our advertising ahead of time. We don't just say, oh yeah, I'll do Home Magazine. She pretty much commits.
Probably the budget.
Yeah.
The advertising budget is probably
spent.
It's spent.
Hang on, everybody. Hang on. Let's slow
David,
down.
Let David see if we can get the number.
David's seen it. We can get the number. But I think we're talking about...
Probably about 27.
We're talking about a range of other department directors starting around 52,000. Is that right?
The department directors,
there's a wider range.
60s to 70s, actually.
Yeah, if you look at the lines 52, 53, 54, see how there's little numbers referencing
yes,
the salary?
Yes, I've got it.
Those are the three ranges that he said are director ranges.
Well, that's the beginning of the director.
Right.
So if you hired somebody at $60,000,
you could
the hiring process at the end of March, you would have, that would be roughly $15,000 a month. You would have that covered for the remaining amount of money that is in the visitor center supervisor budget position.
I'm getting the numbers in a few minutes.
Okay, good.
I thought I had them, so I'm sorry.
Can I see the ranges?
Sure, absolutely. This has been updated since 2004.
Oh, this is 2004?
Yes.
Okay.
The first whole columns are all less than one minimum wage.
We still have 85% of our employees that are in that area.
What? Less than minimum wage?
Well,
what about like 50?
Right,
that's illegal.
Nobody's below minimum wage.
Of course it is.
What about 40 to 62?
Right above.
You don't need to. You can set the salary at this meeting as a suggestion. You know, it's just a suggestion. It's a range. So you don't need to be hung up on how much actual money is there right now.
Well, Fred, we may be hung up, depending if we have the money in the I mean, if we extend an offer, we got to have the money to be able to pay for that offer.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying that not to hold up this meeting.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Whether you have the money or not, you can do the salary range of 45 to 65.
Well, why don't I would make a suggestion? Why don't we leave that salary range between Dan and David, with Jen's input, because they're the ones that know knowing what the
Dan,
range is going to be. Is that
you actually did a survey, did you not, of tourism salaries?
I did some spot checks locally.
What do you say locally? Are you talking about within Cochise County?
Is usable because salaries here are so suppressed. Like the Sierra Vista communications and marketing is like 80 or 90. You know, there's really no comparison. I can't compare because if I look at anything anywhere else, it's going to be more.
There aren't really any towns our size that are as dependent on tourism as we are, because I looked at the Arizona.
You've got
Tombstone?
Outside of Sedona.
Why?
Jerome.
Jerome is, what, 2,000 people? I mean, they've got donkeys in the street.
I mean, the thing is,
on a leash.
I agree if we're going to make the director level, we can compare it to where the directors we have here, so there's a little
bit of parity.
So what are we talking about in salary range?
We're trying to figure it out. I would suggest, again, because I trust people.
Why don't you go into
you have David and you have Dan, and with Jen's input, to let them set the salary range, knowing the direction we want to move in.
I'll have the answer here in just a minute if you want to go on to your other point.
Okay.
What other point?
We're done with our discussion except for the salary range. Dan, are you comfortable at this point?
Yes.
Okay, because you're key to this. Here's what I'd like you to do. When you go back to your office, then make the changes and then email them to the IBISBE committee. If there are any exceptions, please get back to Dan
immediately
because it's got to go into the board packet for the council.
Yeah, Ashley has already given me fair warning that I need to do this right away.
I understand. So. Well, I understand.
Typically, our cutoff's noon.
Yeah.
So well, what we'll do, Dan, we will email it to the committee, and the only thing that you're going to get are exceptions. Okay, fair enough, committee?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that kind of time frame, Stan?
What? No.
Well, I don't think so.
No. Why would there be exceptions if he's taped notes and we've got to record it?
Yeah.
Because it's the committee that's agreeing to
recommending
this.
Recommending it.
It's the committee recommending it. Look, if we can't do it, then we can't do it. Then we go with your version. But if at all possible, give the committee an hour so they have an opportunity to come back to you.
I can type these up as soon as I can.
Right, and then shoot them out.
So this has to be, how much notice does it have to be for an agenda item?
Now.
24 hours?
No, it's going to be on, Fred.
It does.
But a description.
It does.
That's why we had to meet this morning.
That's why we're meeting this morning, Fred.
Because it goes out, the packet goes out on the Thursday.
Yeah, because the city doesn't work
Thursday.
And the city doesn't work Monday either.
Oh, that's right, it's a holiday.
What holiday is this?
President's Day.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I thought there was a certain time
to
make that publicly.
It's
40,
24. Okay, Kathy, leave it alone.
But we're
I'm sure you like it.
This is what it is.
Okay, what I would suggest, because we're all, David should get a number, but why can't we trust David and Dan with Jim's input to put that side on the engine?
You trust Dan, that's his job. That's not
but you're trying to, I'm just putting you in the loop because you're looking for a number. Or Dan, why don't we just trust Dan?
I think we should just pick line item number 54.
Yeah, that's
what I figure it's going to be right around there. And
what's 54?
It's 46,000.
46,059.
Yeah.
Because he said that was the lower end.
46 to 59?
Yeah. And that gives us some flexibility.
69.
Oh, 69.
So the directors start at 52.
Okay.
So just that's where they start.
Okay, then Dan, if that's where it starts, unless there's something different, then use pay grade 59, starting with 52,766, with a high of 79,114.
Wow. I think 55, line 54, 46,6. To 69, that's up to 70.
Okay, that's fine.
These are guidelines.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do not hold you to offering more. Or
right.
Yes.
So.
And you generally would try to hire at the lower end when you're bringing someone in, unless they've got significant.
Yeah, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well,
do we want his number?
Okay, well, we want him please to wait for his number. It's Valentine's Day.
Well,
we hope
right.
Everybody has a happy Valentine.
Thanks, Dan.
So we said 54 hey, man. That's what I heard.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. I think that's fair.
You like that?
Until we get my change of
business. Yes. Well, you know what, though? Dan, let's say, hypothetically, we set this range and we don't have that much money. Is it conceivable to hire somebody with in a three-month bump?
Ooh.
What is 658?
I mean, just so we know we can...
Wait a minute.
We don't want to set the rate based on what's in the budget so much as we want to set the rate where it should be set.
Okay, I have a question. You said pay grade 54?
Yeah.
Well, that's 46 to 58, not to 69.
No, 69 is the maximum
columns in this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
the columns. Just three columns.
Perfect.
Okay.
I think I need new glasses. These numbers are really small.
They are.
And the other thing is, then for our March meeting, we'll be on tourism.
Right.
Within the...
Yeah, I have these figures. I'm waiting.
We're okay.
You
do
don't
we meet next week, Stanley?
Yeah, we should.
We do.
Okay. Yeah, 28th, right?
Yeah, that's the ULI meeting.
We, right now, Ian's salary is... 19,800 left.
So 20.
Then we've got the EREs, we've got all that other sort of stuff. The total budget with the total budget package with all the expenses and everything is we've got 40,600.
We got plenty of money then.
Well,
but some of that though is advertising hasn't been paid yet because it hasn't been billed yet.
Yeah.
Is that the payroll document she sent you?
Yeah, well, this is the year-to-date actual
budget.
Yeah, this is our budget with year-to-date actual. And so pay-wise was 50%. So there's 50% of the pay left.
So 20,000.
So that, I mean, there's 19,000 left. So you have basically April, May, June.
We're okay because we're going to probably hire in April. Now, Jen, where is the best place to advertise this?
Well, we're limited on some areas. Can we do Last Door?
Let's do it.
Yeah. That'd be great to do those. So, yeah.
Where are you going to advertise?
Indeed.
Glassdoor. I don't know if there's an Office of Tourism can post it in some way.
I think so. I think they have a employment thing.
League of Cities?
Yeah, we usually post.
Mm-hmm. Our problem, everybody, is Dan has accepted a job with the county and will be leaving. So that's why what I'm trying to do
fast
quickly, knowing that next week is his last week on a job, is to get this approved in the city council and then get it out to the various places that are read by people in the tourist industry.
For jobs.
I wonder if since he's leaving, there obviously needs to be a city representative to go through and receive the stuff and get that and resumes. I wonder if that person could go through the resumes and win them and just have a set. Say we get 40 resumes, we got 20 that look good. And then can we have an ad hoc committee?
That's what I would really recommend.
And then make a recommendation with the city representative at the ad hoc meeting.
Well, we have to have the city, I mean, there's a certain procedure that we have to do with the city on hiring. A personnel director and typically the city manager is an example. And then we can have people that come in and observe, participate. An ad hoc committee, I have found out, is a bucket of worms because I have to appoint them. They have to fill out applications. They have to go to the city council for approval.
How about just an advisory group?
What about using the iBISB committee?
That's a different story.
Why don't we use the iBISB committee? It's established, and then we can augment it by having open meetings and having open discussions we had here today. I think that may be the best way to do this.
Well, not when you're dealing with personnel issues.
Well, is it a personnel issue? We wouldn't be doing the hiring.
No, you can't.
Just, we would just be recommending.
All we're doing is, as the committees, I've sat on a number of them for city manager. They have committees of local people. The local people, you basically tell the city attorney, we thought X was the best candidate.
But I think we get out of the word committee and just say advisory group.
Because that's what we were going to do with Smith, because I had friends who were picked to do those interviews. So what was that called? The group that was supposed to interview?
That's fine. I can put something together.
Okay, then why don't we let Dan go so he can take this stuff
up? I can have a citizen input group. That's
okay, that'd be good.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second, third.
All those.
Are you guys making a recommendation on this?
I move we recommend the amended job description for a tourism director.
And the salary range?
With the salary range of 46.6 to 69.9.
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No sign. Passes unanimously.
Thank you all for getting together
in a hurry. Dan, it's now your court.
Motion to adjourn,
please.
My hair's all shaved.
All those in favor of adjourning, Kathy, would you like to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay. He called me yesterday up in Phoenix.
I had to cancel my haircut. I'm going to drive myself crazy for a week now. It just started looking too insane.